Hello and welcome to episode zero of Conversations at Jack Rabbit Slim's, a Pulp Fiction fan podcast. I'm Craig Cohen and I am a big fan of the movie Pulp Fiction. So much so that I decided to start a podcast about it where I could talk to friends, fellow podcasters, family about the movie that we all love so much. I saw Pulp Fiction when it came out in theaters in 1994, and I was barely 20 years old, and it changed my movie-going life. I'd enjoyed films as a kid, Star Wars, the Indiana Jones series, Superman 2. These were all movies that engaged my imagination. But Pulp Fiction was the first movie that made me acutely aware of the fact that there were people making decisions about what I saw on screen. Of course, I knew what a screenwriter was. I understood a director sort of corralled the troops. But Pulp Fiction was the first movie where I really became acutely aware of that fact. And it takes a lot of people to make a movie. But Quentin Tarantino's vision and his direction had a profound impact on me and would impact my love of film moving forward. I responded to, of course, the way the story was told, the way the characters talked, and more importantly, the way the camera moved, or didn't move in some cases. Watching it over the years, I've come to appreciate the fact that it's expertly edited in the sense that there are moments in that film where you're not aware that the camera has cut. And, you know, there's a lot of one-take movies or whatever. I mean, recently we had 1917. That is one continuous shot. But here in Pulp Fiction, of course, there's camera cuts. But they were all in the interest of the story. And that was another thing that I'd never really thought about before in film. And, you know, it's not a kinetic film by any sense. It's not an Oliver Stone, Natural Born Killer style film or Michael Bay explosions. But still, I think there's important lessons you can learn visually from the movie. So what I'm looking to do with this podcast is just have discussions with fellow podcasters, friends, family, anybody who wants to sit down and talk Pulp Fiction. I'll be releasing the first episode soon. But in the meantime, I thought I would share this clip from the American Film Institute where Quentin talks about the origins of Pulp Fiction. Thanks.
Well, the idea in Pulp Fiction was the idea of taking I wouldn't say film noir, but the pulp genre, all right, that was represented in the case of magazines like Black Mask, where you had Raymond Chandler or Dashiell Hammett writing them. And so I thought the idea in the case of Pulp Fiction that would be kind of cool is to take three separate stories and make them be the oldest stories in the book, you know, whether it be Vincent's character, the hoodlum, has to go out with the boss's lady, but don't touch her. And there's a whole history of people who have touched her and what happens. Well, we've seen that before, a zillion times. All right, in the case of the Bruce Willis story, that's the boxer's supposed to throw the fight and he doesn't, and now the mob's after him. We've seen that story a million times before. And one of the things I thought about, like the third story, was basically kind of the beginning of at the time of almost every Joel Silver movie, which would start off with like a couple of hitmen showing up, boom, boom. All right, you want to witness something? Witness this. And they shoot the guy, and then it cuts to Arnold Schwarzenegger walking through the forest, and eventually he's going to meet those guys. And so I thought, well, what happens if we hung out with them all night long? All night long, all day long, all right, after they've killed the guy, what happens to the rest of their day? And so it was the idea of taking these chestnuts and putting them together and then actually having the characters kind of intertwine, and it all kind of takes place in one city, and it's an environment that they all live in, and the characters kind of know each other, but you don't know that for a while, and it was just kind of the hanging out with them for those 2 days.